listening to Magic From Wherever I'm At with your host, the magician, time traveler, and charmer, D'Artagnan.
Welcome to another edition of the podcast. I am D'Artagnan, and today we return to the Seth Godin book, The Practice, Shipping Creative Work. And we're going to dig right back in because I think this book has just like an incredible amount of little nuggets of wisdom when it comes to creativity, doing the work, and the purpose of art, which is something I wrote about in my book, The Secret Gate. Now, nugget number 76 in this book talks about the generosity of art. The creativity you put into your work is an opportunity for better. It opens doors and turns on lights. It connects the disconnected and creates the bonds of culture. Art transforms the recipient, even as it allows individuals to become, quote-unquote, us. Art is the human act of doing something that might not work and causing change to happen. Work that matters for people who care. Not for applause, not for money, but because we can. Art solves a problem for anyone who touches our work. This is the generous act of turning on a light. It helps everyone else in the room as well. The thing is, shipping your art is for the audience. You've already seen it, understood it, experienced it. But that's insufficient because without sharing the work, you can't make change happen. It's not enough to please yourself. The rest of our process is about understanding how to become more generous, how to make more art, better art, art that is courageous. We do this by understanding how our systems function, how our audience thinks, and how we got here. We do this by improving our craft and committing even further to our process. And this is an important passage, I feel, which speaks to a number of things. In my book, The Secret Gate, I wrote really about, and this idea of its inherent pointlessness. When you're just focused on the tricks and the deception and the vacuous nature of those things, you aren't being generous, you aren't generating any art. And more importantly, I think, you're not a force for positive change in the world. And that is really what Seth Godin is pointing up here. Is really, you can't be a force for change if you're not going to get into at least attempting to make art. And so people, as I've spoken to many times on this podcast and in my book, primarily in appendix number one of my book, I talk about tricksterism and how solely focusing on the tricks and the methods and the moves, which is what most of magic has become, sadly, and probably always was to some degree, you know, of course, some large degree, that is vacuous in its nature. You're not attempting to make any change. You're not attempting to make any art. And really all that is due to you're just afraid, point blank. You're afraid to actually put yourself out there. You're afraid to attempt to make any change because you think either you can't, it won't work, you'll get judged, whatever the thing is. And Stephen Pressfield sort of talked about this in the way that you've come up against resistance. And that's why people get stuck in first gear of just learning tricks and just exhibiting naked, exposed methods without even any sort of presentation even, is because they're just afraid. And it's only the people that overcome that fear or look, you know, stare fear in the face and do it anyways that can really attempt to make art. Resistance has beaten down all but the few. And people have allowed resistance to usurp their efforts or their ability to even think about making an effort. And so only a few people have beaten back resistance, know the true nature of it, and are able to deal with it. Because there's nobody that doesn't experience fear. It's just how you deal with it. And so, you know, that's one of the things about street performing, is that public speaking is always number one on the list of, like, everybody's fears. It's ahead of dying. You know, people would rather die than have to speak in public. And street performing is like another level. It's even a grander level of that, because you're going out where people don't generally speak in public and speaking there, where there is no decorum and there's no expectation and nobody came to see anybody speak. And so it adds a whole nother level of fear to the equation. And people are able to do that part. People are able to force themselves. Often, you know, often there's a percentage of people who force themselves to do it out of necessity, but they never put any real effort into the art of doing it. They almost just do it by rote. They're not really trying to make any change or make any art. It's just like another thing they do. This person collects stamps. They do magic tricks. That's not what a magician is. You know, and I've defined it at the very first episode of this podcast, what I think a magician is. And it's even evolved over time beyond that for myself personally. And that change that you're attempting to create in audience members, that is the heart of art. And that is... I hope you've enjoyed this teaser of Magic from Wherever I'm At. To listen to this entire episode and the entire series of more than 150 other episodes, go over to magicfromwherever.com/podcast. That's magicfromwherever.com/podcast.
Tired of being a trickster, are you not?